On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Bible verses in the middle of a song, a Pro 6 Mac, and MP4s that just don't play anymore. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Our first question today comes from Dennis Kordick on YouTube. He asks, in Pro 6, is there a simple way to insert a Bible verse in the middle of a song without making it a part of a song? So, there are two things you can do in ProPresenter 5 and 6 when it comes to Bible verses. The first is the one that I knew for years, didn't see any use for it, except in this situation. And that is, you can bring up a Bible verse in the Bibles app, and then when you click on it, it will show up on the screen. So if you don't want it permanently part of the song, what I would do is I would just have that Bible verse ready to go, and when the time comes, just click on it, you're done. The other way, which doesn't help you, but it is helpful, is if you were cool with it being part of a song, you can just, there's a little tiny gear icon in the lower left-hand corner. You can click on that, and then there is either add the Bible verses to a new document or add it to the current document. Either way, you can do that. I guess another possibility is you could make two arrangements of the song. Let's say you want it after verse 2. Make arrangement 1 with verse 1, chorus verse 2, and then that's it. Then add your Bible verse as a separate document. Then a new arrangement with the remainder of the song. That would work as well. So those are your three options for adding a Bible verse. As I say, the second one isn't exactly what you asked, but you would need to do that in order to do the third version. Doug Vernon on Twitter says, appreciate your insight and expertise. Well, thanks. Looking for information on the right Mac to purchase for a projection system in our auditorium. We've only used PCs and are switching to Mac. We have been using ProPresenter 5 on our PC, so now we're upgrading to Pro 6 for Mac, and we run VGA through an Extron VGA distribution amplifier box, which splits out the video to two projectors. We also run HDMI to the stage display TV in the back of the auditorium. Okay, here is what I would do. The biggest thing you need for ProPresenter, if you're doing anything heavy lifting, you know, if you're just putting white text over a black background, maybe you don't even need ProPresenter, but you have it, that's fine. This doesn't necessarily apply. But the first time your pastor says, hey, can we put one of those cool moving backgrounds on the back? And for the lyrics, let's make them moving too. And I hear there's these props things, and have you heard about this environmental projection stuff? So when you're doing all that stuff, then you're going to need what I'm about to recommend, and that is a Mac with a discrete graphics card. So when you're looking at the Macs, you'll see that some of them say Intel graphics, and some say, you know, ATI, Radeon, NVIDIA. One of those. If it says ATI or NVIDIA, it's discrete. That's what we're looking for. If, on the other hand, it says Intel graphics or Intel Iris graphics, that is going to give you less performance. So generally speaking, I that's the first thing I look for, is I want a dedicated graphics card. Second thing I look for is some Macs, the RAM is set, so you want to get as much as you can. Some of them, the hard drive is set because it's not actually a hard drive and it's not an SSD. It's the components of the SSD bypassing the disk controller soldered directly to the board. If it's that thing, then you want to get as much space as you can. So keep all of those in mind. In general, you're going to want to get the most of everything that you can. If you can upgrade it later, get what you need. If you can't, try and anticipate what you're going to need and go from there. Okay, finally, Peter Galagos on YouTube says MP4 video won't play longer than 5 seconds. Now, in talking to Peter, it sounds like these videos did play in Pro 5, but don't play in Pro 6. So if that's the case, the first thing I would do is I would see if you have Pro 5 still on the machine and double check just to make sure. We don't want to find out that, they got corrupted, or during the install process something went awry, or someone removed them and didn't tell me, you know, anything like that. So eliminate the obvious. That's a great troubleshooting technique. Did a whole series about that on my show, Thursday show, Technobabble. Always eliminate the obvious stuff that you think it can't possibly be, because it's way too obvious, because most of the time those are it. Eliminating that, I think what I would do is I would see what happens if I re-encode it. Is it that it's still using H.264, or is it maybe using another codec that Pro 6 has a new video engine? So we're going to see a few differences between Pro 5 and Pro 6. It used to be, if it played in QuickTime, it was probably going to play in Pro 5. Now with Pro 6, they don't use QuickTime anymore. It's using a new video player that's totally rewritten, so that could be the problem. So what I would do is I would re-encode that a little bit lower or with a different codec, try a few things, see if I could narrow it down, and then go from there. Well, I hope I answered one of your church tech questions, and if I didn't, go to trinitydigitalmedia.com. That's a great place where you can just find an appropriate blog post, leave a comment there. That's a great way to do it. All my contact information is listed there as well, so do that too. By the way, if you do call my toll-free number, I can't always call you back, so please leave all your information and I'll try and drop you an email at my earliest convenience, which might be the middle of the night, might be any time. So just keep that in mind. Next, if you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so sign up for that on trinitydigitalmedia.com or go there directly, trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There I have some church tech gifts for you and a free subscription to my email newsletter. And finally, don't forget to check out my store at trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. And those things are all linked from trinitydigitalmedia.com. That's the best way to do that. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.